Yeah, it's good to get on the score sheet, but it doesn't happen too often. But whenever it happens, you can't complain too much about it.
Yeah.
But again, it's all important about getting the win, building on to next week.
Yeah. Comfortable enough in the end, Tony, and the fact that they went down to 10 men before half time, it kind of made things all a bit easier for you.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, when we go down to 10 men this season, we have next. Sorry, when the other team go down to 10 men, we haven't actually played too well. But first half, we sort of slogged it out and we were riding our luck whenever we actually went in at 1-1 at half time. But whenever we got in, come out the second half a bit stronger and started off well. And thankfully, we got a few goals then, kick us on then.
Yeah, the two goals from BJ Banda really opened the game up and crowned a good night for BJ. I mean, that was only his third appearance for the senior team. His home debut tonight and two goals, not a bad return.
Yeah, well, he's been doing it in training. He's been hitting them in from all angles in training, and he's actually been doing it for the 19s too, and whenever he get a chance, he took it, really. But the likes of other players have been doing the same. The likes of Kevin, when he come on, he scored. And it's just all about getting on the score sheet, and he proved a point now for next week. He might get on the starting team. Who knows what all these good decisions to make, and there's a lot of players that proved tonight that they can step up. And it's all down to next week, really. There's 28 games gone, but sure, it makes no real difference now if you finish first, second. Well, first went up, but second, third, both get a playoff anyway, so it didn't really make too much of a difference. It's all looking forward now, playoffs, home and away fixture. Hopefully we can get a crowd. Well, hopefully we can get a result next Friday night first, and then hopefully a good crowd come and support us then.
Yeah, and it's all new for yourself, I'm sure. I mean, some players here have been through the playoffs before, but it's something fresh for you. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Oh, aye. Well, everyone wants to play in the big game, so playoffs probably as big as you're going to get now towards the end of the season. Been involved in a couple of cup games, but bigger cup games with the likes of Derry, but I wasn't playing. And I was involved, but it was here and there, and it's just making up numbers, things for squads and things. But it's all, everyone wants to play in the big games. The likes of Kevin supposedly retiring this year, but if we get a few games out of him, you know, we could change his mind then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So it's, everyone just wants to play in the big games, really.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a good season, and Harps have always been up there challenging near the top of the table, so there's always been the interest there for the supporters, and it'd be great to crown the season now with a good result in these playoffs and maybe get into a playoff final.
Yeah, well, depends. Like, you've fans travelling to Cove, and you'd very, very rarely see other teams from up this part of the woods actually travelling down. But you get nearly 15, 20 odd travelling down to the likes of Cove, Waterford, Wexford. Like, it's, everyone says it's a huge commitment from the players as well, but you have to give the supporters credit as well. Like, they do the travelling, they're paying money for buses and things like that there. It's actually a lot of effort that is taken out of them. But you'll see the likes of UCD that don't have a huge support. The last time we played up there, we probably as many fans, if not more than them. But again, different teams will support different teams as well. So happy enough that we've got a good enough support this season, anyway.
And you've been enjoying it. I mean, it's your first season with the club, Tony. It took a wee while for you to break into the starting 11 on a regular basis, but you've made a position in there in midfield your own, and you've certainly been making your mark.
Yeah, well, it's been involved with Derry for a while, wasn't really playing, played a bit, and then Roddy got the sack, and that was it then. Went up the north, and it just wasn't for me. The travelling and everything was nearly a waste of time. I got a bit of experience playing, but you were travelling 2.5 hours for a training session, and sometimes then you're asked to go and play reserves at the weekend, and with work commitments and things like that there, it was harder than what I thought. And then when Ollie came in, I just really made up, my mind was nearly made up even before Ollie had contacted me. So I was happy when Harps come in, but again, things happen that whenever you get a chance, you have to take it, and thankfully I've been able to take my chance, and I've been playing a lot in the last couple of games, but it took time to actually get playing, which can be frustrating, but you have a big squad. Everyone has played plenty of time, so we're happy enough that we are where we are.
Yeah, and hopefully then two more big performances out of yourself over the next couple of weekends, Tony, and we'll keep it going.
Well, hopefully, I'll not complain if I get a goal every now and again, but yeah. Thankfully that we have actually played better games and we've sort of taken the foot off the pedal in the last couple of weeks, which hopefully we can actually build on next week. The likes of Packy and all coming back, you know, it's a great help. It's the experience now, you'll get the experience, boys, but you need a lot of youthfulness too in a squad. But you've nearly 18, 19, if not 20 players here that's capable of playing from the start. So it's good to have a big squad. I know we've lost a couple of numbers and there's a few injured, but with them coming back, hopefully for next week, it should increase our chances.
Yeah. And just finally, Tony, you mentioned Derry there. they managed to stay up tonight with the one down in Limerick, and your brother Barry was on the score sheet for them as well. Probably a strange one, two brothers scoring on the same night for different sides.
Well, I don't even want to mention the younger brother, Shane, he scored earlier on today too, so I suppose I better mention him. But no, well, Barry doesn't score too often, I don't score too often, so that is quite a rare occurrence, but I'm sure Dad will be happy and Mum will be happy, so I'm surprised Dad probably actually has a bet on, but if he doesn't, he'll be kicking himself.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Here, I'm sure Barry will be happy enough that they've stayed up, but it's all about the playoffs for us. I'm not too overly worried about Derry anymore.
Okay, well done, Tony.